A woman, if she really likes a guy, she won't sleep with him, make the guy take her out on dates and spend money, but she's f***ing a lot of other guys. But I want the guy that I really like to think that I'm the good girl.
Look, ladies, you can't trick us with the good girl act. Even if you say we gotta wait 6 months before we have bedroom fun, we could tell by the way you walk, talk, carry yourself, the slang you use, if you a good, wholesome woman or not, or if you for the streets. I love how they think we so stupid that they gonna trick us just by fake smiling and saying we gotta wait for bedroom fun. Oh, she must be a good girl then. We ain't stupid. We could tell by the friends you hang out with. We could tell by your nails, how you do your makeup. I mean, once you get to a certain age as a man, you should be able to pick up on these things. There's so many signs you gotta look out for, fellas. Don't take their word for anything. And I mean nothing. And see, this is why a lot of women hate questions. Because they know the more questions they answer, the more they're going to expose themselves for what they really are. And it's usually not something good. That's why they love to stay vague. They love to just talk about popular topics, what's going on in the media, what's going on their favorite reality show. They don't want to talk about nothing real because they're going to expose themselves.
Gotta show a girl that you boyfriend material, and she'll have you working harder for less. That's why I wear my brand whenever I go out on a date. Women off the rip that I ain't Give her an inch, she'll try to take a mile. While you over there being a perfect gentleman, taking her out on dates and trying to give her the boyfriend experience. The men that's not even putting in a fraction of your effort are getting all the perks and benefits. It's a damn shame to hear, but I know exactly what category I'd rather be in.
But see, a lot of the women these days not even worth talking to long enough to hit the skins, even if I knew she was DTF. I'm like, oh, nah, you annoying. I gotta go. No, but I want to give you something. No, just keep it. You could tell people we did it, though, but I'm cool. Because I can't talk to you any longer because my head's going to explode from how annoying you are. And I don't want to talk about astrology anymore. I gotta go.
There were times when I was doing scenes that I really didn't want to do with people that I really didn't want to let touch my body.
Why did you do it?
I just felt like I had already signed up for this. There's also a lot of pressure. So
y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
His publicist helped calm him down.
Nobody tricked these porn stars into getting in the industry. A lot of the times they go on the website and click on that little link that say models want it. Not that I would know, I heard about it. I heard about that link. But they go searching after the company to go do it. I mean, I'm not saying that's the case 100% of the time, but a lot of the time that's how they find the site because they've been watching the site for years. But then when the consequences come around, it's, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I was pressured. I was going through a lot. I had a headache. And I didn't have access to an Advil. And they had some Advil. So I just did what they said. It's all bullshit. And now she brought a little one in the world who's going to have to face the consequences of what their mom did. These are the type of things that dingbats don't think about. They just want attention and money.
So the agents, like if someone's going to do it, I don't think that they should have an agent. That's where a lot of the pressure to do things that you don't want to do comes from. Yeah. And being an 18, 19-year-old girl, you just don't know how to say no.
Yeah,
you want to make everyone happy, and I was very much a people pleaser.
False. She don't want to make guys who are 6s or 7 happy. She know how to say no to a dude who is 6 or 7. When the dude who worked at McDonald's tried to holler at her, she know how to tell him no. When that 5'7" dude tried to holler at her, she knew how to tell him no. It's a weird coincidence, ain't it? That dude who was driving a 95 Toyota Camry, she figured out a way to say no to him. With no hesitation. Ain't that weird how that worked out?
And so I just wanted to make my agent happy. I wanted to make the fans happy. I wanted to make all the directors love
me.
Oh,
for sure.
So I felt pressured, and I felt like I couldn't say no in a lot of situations. And that's no one else's fault besides myself, because I'm the one who didn't say no, and I'm the one who didn't stick up for myself. So it's my own problem, but it is, you know, experiences that I have to deal with now.
Y'all wouldn't believe what this girl told me. She was just like, nah, you got to step it up for me. You got to apply pressure. I know your last man. He was driving your car. I put 2 and 2 together. I don't got to apply.
Yeah, here's the harsh reality that a lot of women don't want to face. You're not going to do better than what you were able to pull from 18 to 23. It don't get better with age. I don't know why they don't get that. They think at 35, they could pull something better than they could pull at 18 to 23. Whatever you accepted between 18 and 23, expect to accept that for the rest of your life or be single. So if you was letting hood dudes drive your car between 18 and 23 to go hit licks and all that, then that's your future.
We're
We're trying. I promise I don't want to be in there either. It's just that the men that we want to marry are still in there, and we're trying to pull them out, and my feet and my dignity hurt so bad.
Do these goofy chicks really think they're going to find a husband in a club? They're really trying to pull Chad from the club and make him a husband. He doesn't want you. How many years of getting pumped and dumped before you get it through your thick effing his skulls? Chad does not want to marry you. He barely wants to use you, you know, temporarily. But, if it's a slow night, he do what he got to do. Husbands aren't chilling in the club at 2 a.m. This is what I mean when I say most women, it's like Chad or Tyrone or nothing. They're going to keep chasing Chad and Tyrone in the clubs until, I guess, they pass away. I don't know. But don't ever get it effed up. They know exactly where husband material is, and they want nothing to do with it. They're going to go for that Hail Mary pass with 3 seconds on the clock, trying to get the last Chad that's dumb enough to wife him up.